Hello, and welcome to our Christmas podcast. Firstly, thank you for listening. From now on, our school will have a dedicated podcast club who have been working hard to plan, report, and record this session. I hope you enjoy our team's work as they learn and develop the skills needed to create a podcast. And from all at St. Lawrence Primary School, Merry Christmas.
Hello and welcome to our first episode brought to you by St. L's Podcast Club.
In today's episode, we asked some staff members to spill their secrets about New Year's resolutions.
We also have a joke, a riddle, and a special interview with our head teacher, Mr. Brannan.
So let's get straight into it and ask Mr. Brannan about his wishes for Christmas this year.
What are you looking forward for Christmas?
I'm really looking forward to having a fantastic time with all of my family. And I'm really, really, really hoping that I might get a special present of a watch for Christmas, because at the moment I'm watchless and I need a watch as a head teacher.
Do you think you will have any big plans for Christmas?
We've got a bit of a grand plan. Yes, we are having Christmas here in Shropshire, and then we are going up to Newcastle upon Tyne to see all of my family after Christmas.
What is your favourite Christmas movie and why?
I've got two favourites. One is It's a Wonderful Life, because it makes me cry, but it makes me feel so good about the world as well. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you watch it. It's an absolute classic. But I also like another one, a more recent one, more modern one, called Love Actually, which my wife and I always tend to watch on Christmas Eve whilst wrapping presents.
What time will you go to bed on Christmas Eve?
That depends on when we get all the presents wrapped. It's usually early Christmas Day morning, maybe 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you think you will get a Christmas miracle?
Well, my son and I are hoping to go and watch Newcastle United play Leicester just after Christmas. If Newcastle win that, that would be a miracle.
What exciting plans do you have for the new year?
Well, as I put in the newsletter, I should be going into hospital to have an operation to have my right hip replaced. And after that's been replaced, 12 weeks worth of recovery, and then I should be good to go again playing lots of sports. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Thank you, Mr. Brannan.
No problem.
Here's a joke for you. If a lion had a Christmas song, what would it be? Not guessing? The answer is Jungle Bells.
Hannah, Summer and Ruth have been working to interview some of our teachers about New Year's resolutions.
Mr. Reynolds, what is your New Year's resolution this year?
My New Year's resolution is to read one book, at least one book a month.
Do you think you'll keep that?
I think I will, certainly during the holidays, but I aim to do it. That's my goal this year.
Do you have a certain author you want to read?
I don't. I usually go for whatever the cover looks like.
Okay. What style do you like?
Ghost stories.
Horror.
Horror, yeah.
Horror
and history, those are my two areas.
Yeah. Mr. Williams, what is your New Year's resolution for this year?
My New Year's resolution for this year is to complete a triathlon. Do you know what a triathlon is?
Yes, it is a swim, cycle, and then run.
That's right, okay. Yeah.
Do you think you'll keep your New Year's resolution?
I hope so. I'm going to enter one in October, so hopefully I will have done enough training to be able to complete it by then.
In the past, have you ever kept your New Year's resolutions?
I don't always make a resolution, but when I've made one, I usually keep it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Mr. Morris. What is your New Year's resolution?
Hello. My New Year's resolution is to get out on my bike more often and do at least 20 miles each time I go out on it. And maybe
fun.
Go out twice a month.
Okay. Have you always kept your resolution?
Religiously, yes.
And
do you think you'll keep your New Year's resolution this year?
This is my trickiest New Year's resolution, so I'm challenging myself. It's in the balance. I'd say the likelihood is probably 2/3
'Kay.
That I will keep the New Year's resolution.
Well, that sounds good. What is your New Year's resolution for next year?
Okay, my New Year's resolution is to read more books next year.
We've had a similar one like that from Mr. Reynolds. He said he would like to read one book a month.
Oh, that's very ambitious.
What style of books do you like?
I like books by particular authors. I like John McGregor books. Story books, so fiction books.
Yeah.
And books about different countries.
Ooh. Because it kind of make you think, what would it look like?
Yes, you can imagine you're there, so you go.
Do you like picture books or?
I like picture books, and I'm terrible for going into the shops and buying picture books for children. So for lovely big picture books about, I bought one the other day of Our Planet because it was so beautiful and has such beautiful pictures in it.
Do you think you'll keep your New Year's resolution this year?
I hope so. I've made sure it's a resolution that's easy to keep, because in the past I haven't been able to keep them, or I've got to about May and then realised it. I've slipped. So next year will be different. I shall
that's
keep
the same
it
as me. So I'm a cheese fan, and then I tried to keep.
Fingers
it.
Crossed.
Yes.
Hello, Miss Fairbanks. Have you got a New Year's resolution this year?
Yes, I do. It's to not stress about getting married in May. Not to stress about my wedding. That's my New Year's resolution.
Have you kept others in the past, and do you think you'll keep it this year?
I've not kept other ones in the past.
Yes.
No, I have not kept other ones in the past, and that's things like keeping fit and going to the gym, and I haven't kept those, but I'm hoping I'll keep this one this year.
Does your fiance look like a celebrity?
Well, everyone seems to think he looks like George Ezra, which I disagree.
He does.
And I have told him.
He does.
And he disagrees as well. I think it's just the hair. That's it.
Okay, right. Thank you.
That's okay.
Miss Watkin, what's your New Year's resolution for this year?
Well, I've given it some thought, and the best thing I think I can do for my New Year's resolution is try to be more environmentally friendly. I'm going to try very hard to recycle things. I'm pretty good at recycling already, but I'm going to try my best to recycle those things that perhaps I throw away too quickly. I'm going to try and be more environmentally friendly in school as well, so when I'm giving out things to you children, I think before I give out the paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you kept New Year's resolutions in the past, and do you think you'll keep it in this year, next year?
I'm not great at keeping New Year's resolutions. I probably do it for the first few weeks, and then it tends to disappear into thin air. Because usually my New Year's resolution is to work less at home and have some relaxing time, and I always fall down with that one. But I'll try my hardest with this one because it's important.
Thank you. Mr. McKeon, what is your New Year's resolution for 2020?
My New Year's resolution is to hand out 3 head teacher certificates every week, because the children in my class have noticed I haven't given any out all year and they're a little bit upset.
Do you plan to stick to that?
I hope that I will, yes. Last year, my New Year's resolution was to not wear odd socks. And as you can see, I've managed to keep it up for a whole year. So I'm hoping this year I can stick to that resolution again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you make a New Year's resolution every year?
No.
In the past, on average, do you keep to your resolutions?
2 years ago, my New Year's resolution was to enter every competition I could find. So every crisp packet with a competition on, every chocolate bar, every cereal box. And I did that for about a month, but then I gave up.
Because yes. You didn't win anything?
No, I did win. I did win.
What did you
win? I won some mini basketball hoops for some Müller yogurts. So I did win some things, but I just gave up on it because I got bored.
Hello, Miss Conica. What is your New Year's resolution for this year?
My New Year's resolution is to spend less time on my iPad at home.
Mine as well.
I spend far too much time in the evening on my iPad, so I'm going to try not to do that, and I'm going to try and talk to people a little bit more rather than surfing on the internet.
Do you think that you'll keep your New Year's resolution?
I'm not very good at keeping New Year's resolutions, but it's a positive change, so yeah. I'm going to do my best.
Yay! Have you always kept your New Year's resolutions
no,
in the past?
No. I often don't make them because I know how bad I am.
I have a riddle for you. If the end of the year is December 31st, when is the end of Christmas?
Hello, Mr. Reynolds. Can we talk to you about the reverse advent calendar?
Yes.
Thank you. So, why did you start the reverse advent calendar?
I started the reverse advent calendar because I wanted to give something back to the local community and for the school to give something back as well.
Where does the food go to?
The food goes primarily to the Church Shredden Food Bank. If that becomes full, it's filtered out to different areas. So this will be Craven Arms and the Shrewsbury area.
Roughly how many do you think we'll get this year?
I reckon if every child has brought in at least one item, it's going to be over 300 pieces.
And do you think this year will be the best?
Definitely.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
That's it for this episode. We'd like to thank all the staff who were willing to be interviewed, and we hope all our listeners enjoyed our Christmas special.
We hope to have lots more content, including news, jokes and riddles for future episodes, so please keep listening.
But for now, we only have one thing left to do, and that's to wish you all
a Merry Christmas! I'm